The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Man, that was the quickest weekend ever.
Oh, so yeah.
Happy Monday. We're back. It's the JV Show. Hope you had a good weekend, though. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We're going to get right to things. The first talkback of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. I wanted to see if I could give a quick happy birthday shout out to my son, Kalen, who turned 19 on May 10th on Saturday. I love you so much. And also, Graham, can we get an update on the anniversary gift you gave Kate? All right. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah. First things first. Happy birthday, Kalen. 19th birthday. That's a big one.
Who gives a fart?
And then, Graham, you did a lot of celebrating.
Yeah, it was a big weekend in my household because Mother's Day and my 12-year wedding anniversary landed on the same day, May 11th, yesterday. And luckily, we got to go out to a really fancy dinner date out on Saturday night because my parents were in town because we were hosting them for Mother's Day. And so they stayed with the kids. And then Kate and I went out to dinner. That was the anniversary gift. In my mind, at least, I thought like that's what I was doing. I was taking her out to dinner. Like, we're going to go out and have a great time. And we did. It was awesome.
Okay.
We got home later, you guys. I had bought a bottle of nice champagne. We popped that bottle.
Use that voucher?
No, I used my voucher to drink champagne. Both of us drank champagne in bed and watched Summer House, which was like, you know, just like perfect end to the evening. We had a great time. As far as gifts, I thought the agreement was we weren't getting each other gifts because we were just doing something for our anniversary. Not everything needs to, you know, have a gift attached to it. She got me a brand new weed whacker for our anniversary.
Stop! Are you serious?
Yes. And I didn't
and
get
you
her.
Had nothing. See, she was just matching your energy from the birthday gift that you got her.
I was pumped. Like, that was an awesome present. It was great. I was stoked. And no, I didn't. The gift was the dinner, I thought. And I thought we were getting each other gifts, so I didn't get anything other than a nice card. But the card was for Mother's Day, her birthday, and
anniversary.
And I wrote a nice message.
What about
in there.
Flowers?
No.
Oh no!
I'm actually okay with that. I don't know if we do anniversary. I'm sure at some point we have, but it's not like an expectation. I'm fine with like we're going out to eat or we're spending the weekend here or we're doing something to celebrate the occasion.
Right.
It's not so much about a gift.
Oh, I'm glad you're on my...
For me, I am on your
side. I'm glad you're on the same page here with me there, buddy, because I thought you were going to roast me. Now, what about Mother's Day? Now, Mother's Day, I feel like there should have been more of a gift attached or something. Can I start by asking what maybe you got for Mother's Day, Selena? Because I didn't get Kate anything.
I didn't get anything. I didn't get anything.
What?
Are you serious?
So we have...
Flowers?
Not even flowers.
What?
Oh, hell no!
We have a lot of trips coming up, and so I told them, I was like, I don't want to do anything for Mother's Day. What I want to do is maybe let's get the family together, get the kids, and let's like go do some, like have a picnic or something. That'd be nice. The weather's going to be nice. It's sunny. Let's do that. So Mother's Day rolls around. He didn't get me anything.
No.
Oh, part of you. Which, no, just be honest. You're in a safe space right now. You can talk about how you feel.
Part of you hopes that he still does. So you can be like, I told you not to. But he did it. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. We don't need to be spending $200 on flowers anyways. You know what I mean?
But like,
okay.
Like pick flowers from the garden.
Right. That's what bothered me the most is that even like the free stuff, like you didn't like even plan anything with the kids. Like,
a card? The card doesn't really cost anything. You make the card, write a
card.
Nice
$2.
Thoughtful note in there. Do you need to get that?
I only asked my daughter for one thing for Mother's Day. I was like, make me a card like how you used to when you were little.
Aww.
Do you think she did?
Oh, no.
Nothing.
That breaks my heart.
I'm feeling sad. I expected
that, Graham.
See, I expected this to come in here and say I didn't really get Kate anything for Mother's Day, and I didn't get her an anniversary present. She got me a weed whacker, and
so you took her out to dinner. You guys, still
and then I thought you were gonna roast me and then pile on about all the gifts and things that you got. But wow, this is a sad. I mean, we might need to get the sad music out and just talk about more about how you're feeling today.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Oh, and I even went out because I had to go run a couple errands. I bought my own Starbucks.
Oh,
I know.
My heart aches for you right now.
Can I ask you? Does a little part of you regret saying that you didn't want to celebrate at all?
You say that, but you still get flowers, right?
Yeah.
I thought you still.
Yeah, you could have still gotten the cheap ones.
Oh.
But like knowing him, he would. would have gotten the expensive ones, and that would have made me mad.
But maybe he listened to Friday's show and we talked about Mother's Day gifts, and you mentioned you didn't want gas station flowers.
That's true. I also said that on Friday. That's a good point.
Oh, this is... Okay, I don't even... Oof.
Continue, Graham.
Might need to hire a therapist to talk to you this morning. I don't know. Jess... Any thoughts on, because Selena doesn't, isn't able to roast me this morning for my lack of gift giving. Do you need a few minutes to roast me?
I mean, I needed at least to hear that you got some flowers. Flowers, I think, are a must for Mother's Day. Like, just in general.
Now,
whether or not you're getting anything
but
else.
You,
I agree with you, and normally I do, But this... Mother's Day, the big thing my wife wanted was to host this seafood lobster boil thing at our house with her family and my parents, and she wanted, her vision was to set this thing up out in this field behind our house, and so I was like, I'm going to handle that. I'm going to get it all ready.
Right.
I'm going to mow this huge space and get everything looking perfect and execute her vision and set the tables up out there and do it all. And I did that. And I busted my butt. Saturday, I was mowing for like 6 hours out. And it was a hot day. It was a hot weekend. And I was out there just busting my butt. And I got everything looking perfect. And yesterday morning, we set the tables up out there. And we picked some flowers to put in the little centerpieces on the table. It was going to be magical. And then the wind, you guys. The wind came in and just blasted the entire thing. It was so windy yesterday because as the storm or whatever it is we're dealing with right now, it's raining in Napa right now. Whatever was blasting through here, it just, we were like, do we want to, you know, make the moms and everyone sit out here? It's just too windy, and so we had to move it
to
the back porch. I mean, I put in so much work, and we just had to move everything back and put it on the
my
back
God.
Patio.
Okay, but it seems you gave a lot of effort though this
the
weekend.
Effort was there,
right.
But I could tell Kate was disappointed that like her, you know, the dream didn't get to happen.
Yeah, but it was out of your control. You have to just move it inside. You still did it, but like indoors, right?
Yeah, it just wasn't the same vibe. It wasn't the same. It didn't make the vision, so a little disappointing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Today is day one of the Diddy trial, you guys. So they started the morning by finalizing jury selection. So they had 12 jurors and 6 alternates sworn in this morning. Diddy entered the courtroom about 20 minutes ago. So shortly, they are going to be giving opening statements.
Whoa, Diddy day one. Tonight's game 4 of the Warriors playoff series with the Minnesota Timberwolves. The T-Wolves took game 3 of the series at Chase Center on Saturday, 102-97, and take a 2-1 series lead. The Warriors were without Steph Curry in that game due to his hamstring injury, and he's not going to be taking the court again tonight, which makes this game feel like a must win because he's not going to be able to return to likely game 6 of this series.
Oh,
tonight's game tips off at Chase Center at 7 o'clock.
Go, Max! Woo! Hope you didn't get used to the warm and sunny weather
that
we got this weekend.
I did.
Well, it's very different today. Scattered morning showers. Temperatures did drop about 10 degrees. San Francisco, the East Bay, and the North Bay are getting the bulk of the rain this morning, but it's going to shift more to the South Bay later in the morning, and highs are in the low to mid 60s.
Hey, Libra besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 7. Oh. Take charge of shaping your situation, or it'll shape you. If you are launching new plans, make sure you've given them the care and sharp thinking they deserve. This could also be the right time to take inventory of your finances.
Oh,
okay. Great advice. Good advice.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, start saving.
Graham, mm-hmm. We're talking about a pizza place that had something nasty go on.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen this video. It went very viral on TikTok. A woman went into a Pizza Hut bathroom and posted a video showing that on the other side of the bathroom and on some shelves, stockroom shelves, right next to the toilet in that bathroom, were all sorts of supplies for the restaurant. Pizza boxes, other cleaning supplies, but other food-related items all stored right there in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Now, this video got so much attention that Pizza Hut had to weigh in and respond on Twitter, and they were like, this is not the company's practices. We're going to look into this. And the local health department of wherever this was, I think this was a Pizza Hut in Canada, they even got involved and like, we are going to investigate this and make sure this doesn't happen. I wanted to ask you guys, though, let's just say you use the bathroom at one of your favorite local restaurants, and you see this, the napkins, the pizza boxes, the to-go, let's just say the food to-go boxes and stuff are all stored in there right next to the toilet. Now, you love this restaurant. It's your favorite place to eat. Are you going to narc on them?
No.
But your to-go food container is there right next to the bathroom.
And we've all seen a video of what happens when you flush the toilet and they have like that black light.
Yes,
and
the fart cloud goes everywhere.
The cloud.
The plume.
The plume. Right.
It splatters all over those to-go boxes.
That doesn't mean I'm going to keep going back there.
Yeah, but you love the food there. This is your favorite spot.
Can I tell them to fix it first?
Would you actually go to them and say, hey, I noticed that you're keeping the to-go containers right next to the toilet?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'd rather do that than go tell on them and have them shut down.
Yeah, you're going to go viral with the video.
Yeah, I'm not calling the Department of Public Health, but I'm like posting them.
Oh, you...
Well, that's what I mean. I'm not asking if you're calling the health department.
Just thought you meant file an actual complaint.
Yeah.
No, I'm wondering if you're going to... post a video blasting them.
I'll post a video about anything.
Yeah, but then inevitably they are going to get shut down because of this, and you are to blame.
Wait, that does feel so messed up, though.
Yeah, but
that,
so does.
Or you're eating pizza with.
That's why I tell them first. Let me talk to the manager. I'll go Karen on them.
Oh, I don't think you actually would. I think you're making that up. Yeah, I wouldn't say anything.
That's so disgusting.
I'm not eating there, though.
See?
I hate that I saw that video of the plume because now, like. Even at home, that's like all I can picture when I flush the toilet.
And you got to close the lid.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's so disgusting to think about. Because you don't know if other people are closing the lid and you're like, that's somebody's toothbrush right there.
At a lot of restaurant bathrooms and stuff, they don't have a lid.
Right.
So
that, yeah.
You flush
so you just like
everything.
Flush and run away.
All the little droplets are in the air just
as
everywhere.
Long as you're still in that stall, it's getting all over you too.
Yep.
Ew, and it's everybody else's droplets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh,
this
thanks.
So great.
It's like sticking to your face, getting in your eyes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Morning Show family. This is Dr. Buddy Lee. So, have you ever experienced someone asking these open-ended questions but never stick around for the answer? Like they'll say, "What's up? How you doing? How's your day? What's going on?" But they never stick around for the answer. Is it a reflex? Why can't they just say, hello, hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening?
Because you're not expecting anyone to actually answer it with a long-winded, actually thought-out response.
I ask people, how's it going all the time, or what's up, or I say those things all the time.
Yeah.
I want a response. I just want it to be good. I don't want an actual, you know.
Right.
Okay, so you don't take offense to someone not, like, standing by and responding.
No, I don't know. We're not looking for a response. Okay, I'm looking for an acknowledgement that I said, hey, how's it going? And then you say, good. That's all I'm looking
for.
But
then that person feels pressured to like ask you, how's it going?
And then I'm going to say the exact same thing.
Trapped.
Good.
Into having a conversation.
No. We can keep moving. Keep on walking.
Okay. So what if I'm the first person and I just say hi and then they say, hey, how's it going? Do I have to respond?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
And I just say, good. But then again, I do have to ask again, how is it going with you?
Yeah, you say, good. How are you? And then they say, good. And then we go about our, then we go on our separate
ways. But then it's awkward, like, oh, okay.
Or not everyone knows to just say good. And then go into a whole breakdown of what they've done that morning.
And I don't need that. Nor do I have time for that.
But you can't just walk away while they're mid-sentence. You have to stand there and listen.
The worst is, how's it going? Someone's like, not so good. And then you have to ask them what's wrong.
Yeah.
What's wrong? And then they're going to launch into a full long story about all the things that are wrong.
No.
Yeah. But sounds like Dr. Buddy Lee wants people to engage if they are asking a question like that. He wants an actual answer.
Yeah. I get the feeling he's one of those long answerers and he's upset that people aren't sticking around to listen.
Oh, in that case, good morning, Dr. Buddy Lee. Good morning.
That's all you get from us. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right. According to some new research, you guys, and this is actually... like, in my mind, pretty good news for people that suffer from celiac disease. You know, they can't eat gluten. Mm-hmm. But according to this new research...
What? How is this new?
I said it's new. Just trust me. That you can actually make out with one of us bread eaters and you don't have to worry about the exposure to gluten. They tested saliva samples taken from celiac patients and them kissing somebody else, their partner, whatever. And they found that minimal gluten was swapped during a 10-second kiss. A 10-second kiss is a pretty good one.
I never even considered that something that they were worried about.
You didn't because you don't suffer from celiac. Right. But people that do suffer from celiac, they are very worried about exposure to gluten. And if you're over there chomping down a whole loaf of bread before you come in for a kiss, they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't do that. I don't need that reaction hitting me. Now, they did say if somebody is consuming some gluten, it's best to wash it down with a small glass of water before that 10-second kiss. Maybe don't make out while you have a gluten-filled item in your mouth still or stuck in your teeth, but a small glass of water following that, kiss on, make out on after that.
So is it the same for, like, peanut butter and people that have, like, peanut butter or peanut allergies?
I'm not touching that one. That's a scary one.
Yeah, because I feel like that lingers a lot longer.
And I feel like it's a much... Well, people that have a serious allergy there, it's I feel like it's a much more serious consequence.
Well, also, if your partner's allergic to something like peanuts, like
you don't keep them in the
house.
You're
kind of done with them for life too,
yep,
right?
That's it for you.
Whoa, no more Snickers.
Or you break up with them.
Yeah, now we're talking. Now we're talking. Because how can you live without peanuts?
Yeah, and it's like somebody else, like, I got to deal with this my whole life.
Yeah,
get out of here.
That's a good point.
Anyway, so that's great news for you, celiac.
Okay. Yay,
suffer,
I'm
so
here for that. That's some good news.
Make out on and don't worry.
All right.
You'll be fine.
Now, I want to ask you guys if you think this is doing too much. One bride recently went viral for asking 95 people to be a part of her wedding as her bridesmaids.
Stop
95
it.
95 bridesmaids?
95. So the bride and groom, initially, they had discussed, like, how many people do we want, you know, to be in each of our parties? They said maybe anywhere between 7 to 10. Well, the bride ends up just recruiting and recruiting and
recruiting.
Are
these random people or like
she is a dance instructor. So she ended up getting basically all of her dancers,
all
I guess. 95. The guy ended up being like, look, I'm not going to match you with that.
Can you imagine the drama on that bachelorette party?
Oh my God.
Like, you can't have a trip with like five women without them getting into fights and arguments.
Imagine 95? Now, I don't think all of them got the chance to make it because she said the age range was from like 6 to like people in their 50s. So obviously the kids weren't on
the bachelorette and stuff.
On the
but they all still stood up there with her at the thing. And if I'm a wedding guest and I'm baking out there in the sun, I got to watch 95 ladies walk down as her bridesmaid and all try to assemble up there behind her. If I got to sit through that, that better be an open bar.
They apparently did all walk out in a few lines.
Oh my God.
That's ridiculous.
Now, 95. I think their whole party was like 250. So half of the party were part of the bridesmaid.
They were in the wedding.
Yeah, and they all get it. If you're a bridesmaid, you get a plus one too. So
I'm going to be honest. Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
A date.
I think more than 10 is doing too much, in my opinion.
Whew, I just made the cut. I had 10.
Oh, really?
I had 10 groomsmen. My wife had 10 bridesmaids.
I only did 5. We did 5.
See, I like 5. I think that's where the range that I would stay at. But I think any more than 10, you can't even fit in the picture.
Wait, yeah. So how did pictures work out? And then did the groom have 95 groomsmen? Because
he didn't match her. He just had 10.
So did they have
to keep
walking back and walking another bridesmaid down the aisle and then circle back and pick up another one?
I gotta look for some video of this. But
each of these guys had to walk 9 ladies down the aisle.
No.
We get it.
They're just walking back and forth.
And are they all wearing the same stupid dress?
They were wearing like a color range. So at least they didn't all have to buy the same
exact dress.
Because they would probably... I don't think that would even
work. I want to see the wedding pictures.
Me too.
I'll look for one because I found one earlier.
Find it,
I'll put
please.
It up. Yes.
Let's get it up on our Instagram, JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Grammy, before we get to trending, you have a shout out?
I do. Moms in my DMs. Moms in my DM. I got one that says, hello, JV team. I'd love to get a belated happy birthday shout out to my son, Cash. He turned 11 on Saturday. I just wanted to tell him we love him. We're so proud of him and all he's done to turn things around at school. He's funny, loving, and a great brother with a big heart. Oh, and of course, who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
So happy, great point. Happy belated birthday to Cash. Hope you had a great weekend.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the
the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Selena Gomez may have responded to those Benny Blanco cheating rumors. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. There was a rumor that Benny Blanco had subscribed to Selena's friend's OnlyFans account. The other woman is named Teresa, and she and Selena, they're actually really close. At one point, Teresa was her assistant, and she's also cool with Benny. Like, she was at his most recent birthday party. So not only was there talk of Benny subscribing to her OnlyFans, Selena also seemingly unfollowed her on social media. And then there was that video that showed Benny out to lunch with someone who looked a lot like Teresa. And it was just them two. There was no Selena Gomez around. It was very sus. Now, no one involved ever weighed in on any of this. It was never confirmed. It was just a rumor. But last week, Selena shared a carousel of random pictures as she was, quote, reminiscing about some memories. And one of the pictures she included was of her and Teresa. So does that mean that they're not friends? Like, they are cool? Like, none of this ever happened?
But why are you unfollowing her?
Yeah.
Maybe it was one of those Instagram glitches that all those celebrities say.
I was hacked. It was a hack.
I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't want people talking about her. Like, creating this rumor that
Her and her fiance are having issues.
I think clearly it was intentional to include a picture there to show. Of course, like, she picked it. That's not a real story. Like, I feel like she pays very close attention to all these stories about her. And this was carefully curated.
Yeah, maybe. Selena's also in the headlines for another reason. Have you guys been seeing anything about her startup company?
No. Mm-mm.
She has a mental health startup called Wondermind. Her mom is basically running it. She's the CEO. Her name is Manda Tiefi. And apparently this startup is like running out of money, can't pay their employees. This is the second time employees were paid late because they just don't have the funds to pay everyone off. And I think it's only like 15 employees.
Really?
According to this article from Forbes. And so what Selena's mom had to do was take out a loan against her home to help pay the workers working for this mental health startup.
Why didn't she take out a loan against her daughter and let her daughter
That's what everybody is saying.
Pay the money.
Selena, you're the billionaire. How are you guys running out of money?
Yeah, that's right. Her net worth is astronomical.
Yeah after her cosmetics line.
Right. And then didn't she do so super well in her movie Emilia Perez or something like that?
She's got no shortage of income still coming in and has amassed such a great fortune.
And new album.
If your mom is borrowing against her house, that means if this startup doesn't pan out and can't recoup those costs, she loses her house.
Yep. Employees also lost health coverage because were working to secure their next round of funding, according to like emails that were sent out.
Wow.
Just shut it down. It's not working. Just shut it down. Yes, Jess.
I'm sorry. Still going back to the Teresa thing. Mm. Benny Blanco follows Teresa. Teresa follows both of them. Selena's the only one who doesn't follow Teresa back. That's so weird.
So I have no explanation for that. But I feel like if the rumors were true and this caused a huge rift between them and between Selena and Benny, then Benny would have unfollowed too.
Right.
We read way too much into who people follow and don't follow.
Like, that's true.
Does everyone sit there and like look at the list of people they follow from time to time? Like, I've never looked at the list of people I follow. No, I have no idea.
If it was one of my friends and I was following them and we're seeing each other like every couple months, I feel some type of way. Like, what did I do? Why'd you unfollow me?
But it's like at this point, Selena can't follow her again. It's going to bring more attention to the fact that she was unfollowed in the first place. Now true. She has to act like she never was even following her.
Oh my God! We put way too much stock into who follows and doesn't follow or unfollows people. All right, take a moment and say your goodbyes to the Monterey Artichoke Festival.
No.
After a 65-year run, the organizers of the Food and Music Festival say they are permanently shutting it down. It's gone. And unfortunately, for those of you that are planning on going this year, they're scrapping this year's event as well. This year's festival was supposed to take place June 14th and 15th. The event started in 1959, but organizers say, quote, the growing financial strain caused by increasing event production costs, insurance premiums, permitting requirements, and operational challenges make it no longer feasible to continue. They're done. This has to hit hard for you ladies. I mean, I'm hearing Jess react over here because the Monterey Artichoke Festival has been held every year in Salinas at the fairgrounds. Selena, Jess, your favorite Artichoke Festival memory you'd like to share?
I have a picture with Artie the Artichoke.
Artie, you got to meet Artie?
I got to meet Artie.
Artie's going to hit the unemployment line? Like, where else does an artichoke find work?
Maybe the giant artichoke in Castroville.
They don't need one. They've already got one.
Oh, you're right.
Artie, unemployment office, him and all of the workers from Selena Gomez's startup, they're all going to be there in line together.
Oh, no.
So sad.
And Selena, your favorite Monterey Artichoke Festival and Selena's memory that you'd like to share with us?
I don't have a favorite memory. I guess just going and eating the fried artichokes.
Oh, that sounds good.
I haven't
good.
Been since I was really little, but...
I ate a lot of artichoke yesterday.
Oh, this is so sad.
A lot of them. Yeah, we did this the big like seafood boil thing, and you throw everything into this giant pot, and all kinds of artichokes went in there. It was delicious.
Ooh. God, that sounds so good.
It was really good. A lot of lobster, you guys.
The lobsters, you saw them when they were alive? And
Oh my God,
you killed them?
I don't like that part. I let Kate's dad do that part.
Oh my God, but you still ate them?
Oh, Selena, you would too. They were delicious. And there were potatoes in there and prawns and sausages and, I mean, and artichokes and all this stuff in this one giant pot. Oh, my God, it was good.
That's so sad, though.
Do you want to share your favorite memory with them?
About?
Before they passed on?
About the lobsters?
Before you murdered them?
Yeah, I liked the one time when one of them...
caught them to eat?
I didn't catch them. Oh. They came in a box. Poor guys.
So
I feel bad.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's give you this chance to win a Chug Mug. All you have to do is win with a bleep. That's it. Here's how you play. We play this clip that has a bleeped out word. You got to be the first person to guess correctly what that word is. As always, you leave your guesses on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's a specific look I give my boyfriend when we're at a party and I want him to know I want to. You guys know there's a look.
Yeah, but I think you've talked about it before.
Now I'm like signal and head.
Hey!
Yeah, signal.
And in front of everyone.
There's a signal.
Just a family show.
Got it.
Oh, yeah,
all right,
it is a family
think
show.
About what the bleeped out word could be right there. And then when you do have a family friendly guest, whip out your iHeartRadio app. Hit the talk back mic button. It's that simple. And then you can leave us your name and your city along with your guest so we can shout you out when you win. But you have to be the first correct answer of the morning to win the mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, like back to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses when you think you know them on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app. In case you missed it, here is today's clip.
There's a specific look I give my boyfriend when we're at a party and I want him to know I want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys probably do it too.
I've been waiting for that look for my wife for I don't know how long.
Keep waiting, Graham.
Yeah, fine.
Keep waiting. All right, to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. Victor from San Jose. So I'm going to guess dance. Thanks, guys.
Give him the look like
hello, dude, let's hit the dance floor.
Time to hit the dance floor. Yeah. I got some moves that I need to showcase. Do you do that?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Usually it's like me smiling. He knows if it's a song that I like that he's like, oh, here we go.
Fine.
Hey, JV Show. Good morning. This is Hardy from San Francisco. I believe the bleeped out word is leave.
Leave.
All right, now, unfortunately, I just wiped out like 100 people's guesses right there because everybody was guessing leave this morning.
That's a good guess.
That's far and away the most popular guess. It is a great guess, and a lot of people do have that look like, it's time to get out of here.
Yeah, right. We're done.
But that's not it. So if that was your guess, might want to start thinking of your next guess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is PV from East Bay. I believe the bleep that word is drink. Thank you.
Hello, another drink.
Another drinky drink here. That's my face is that all the time at parties. Just keep them coming.
Yep. All right, great guesses so far, but not the correct one. Continue to leave those talkbacks. We are going to play more coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleep, where you can win this Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. In case you missed our clip of the day, here it is one last time.
There's a specific look I give my boyfriend when we're at a party, and I want him to know I want to.
You're gross. You're sick.
Hey, we appreciate the look.
Right?
Yep. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, what is that bleeped out word? Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Daria from San Francisco. I think the bleeped out word is gossip. You know, gotta yap a little bit about whatever you found out at the party.
That's a good guess. That's the best when one of you finds out something at the party and they're like, I have something to tell you later.
I know. But you're both drunk, so you forget.
Right.
Hey, JV Show, this is Ashley from Oakland, and I give them that look when I want to eat. I want to eat. I think you guys have a good one.
Yeah. I want to eat. Move over, Big Mama. Hungry.
That's a good guess.
Hi, this is Linda from Brentwood, and my guess for the bleeped out word is go. You're ready to go.
Ooh,
that was a very popular guess this morning. The far and away the most popular guess this morning was leave, which we had already eliminated. And then a lot of people guessed go. Well, you give them that look like it's time to go.
Yeah, it's not that either?
Nope.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jen from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is puke.
Was that puke? It's technically, but I feel like we could give her like a partial ding.
Dang it. All right, so
Very close.
Here is today's clip unbleeped.
There's a specific look I give my boyfriend when we're at a party and I want him to know I want to.
It was supposed to be vomit.
Vomit was the word that was, again, bleep there, not supposed to be bleeped, supposed to hear it there. Vomit was the word. Jess, what does your vomit face look like? I thought that was a universal thing. Your cheeks puff out and everyone goes,
ew.
Boop.
That's part of it, but I think it's usually like a bit of a nod and my eyebrows kind of go sad.
Show us your sad brow. This is radio, so this is horrible, but I need to see your sad brows.
Like a really bad tummy ache. Yeah. She's making a face like she's in pain.
Oh, no.
Yo, that doesn't sound good at all.
So usually he's not very happy to see that.
And this is a common occurrence when you guys are out at parties?
I feel like for Jess it is.
Just sometimes. You guys, that's such a big problem for me. I hate it. But I don't know how to control it sometimes, so yeah.
Well, I mean, I could figure out a pretty easy step plan.
Yeah, like don't
drink.
Don't drink.
That would probably, just for starters, if you're really stumped.
Some would say that's a good idea.
Oh, no.
So nobody got the word.
Nobody
today.
Got
Not
the
even
word.
Jess.
And Jess got it wrong, too, because she didn't load it right. And nobody got it on Friday, right?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's a lot of days.
I didn't think it was
going
to be that hard. To other people too,
dang
right?
It.
Well, puke was close. That was a good thing. Right. Yes. We were right there. Good guess.
And everyone who did leave a talk back, thank you so much for playing. We are going to do it again tomorrow morning, 7:05, right here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Austin and Peyton?
Yeah, this is Austin's Peyton's father, Nam. And then Peyton is also in the car with me.
Okay, so we're talking to Dad.
Yeah, right now.
Okay. Well, hey, that works. Whatever works for you guys. All right, so you guys are going to be playing the JV Show's Yup Nope game. It's our trivia game. It's for your chance to win
2 tickets to see Allie and AJ.
So all you got to do is get 3 out of 4 trivia questions right, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's get to it. Here is question number 1. At what award show did Will Smith walk on stage and slap Chris Rock's face off?
Wow, dude.
The Oscar.
Yeah.
The Oscars. Yep. Sorry, I'm getting back over to my yep.
Yep.
There we go.
had to find my Chris Rock slap reaction.
Good job.
All right. Question number 2. In what part of your body would you find your patella?
Your leg.
More specific.
Your thigh.
More.
Nope.
More specific than that. We'll go a little lower.
Your calf?
Oh, no. You skipped right over it. Your knee. We were looking for the knee.
Okay.
Here's question number 3. Travis Barker is best known for being the drummer of what band?
Oh, man, I forgot the name, but I know he used to date the Kardashians or something like that.
Still does,
I think.
He's
married to one.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was...
Oh, but before that...
Yeah. Iconic drummer. Still is, really.
Come on.
Shoot.
Take a guess.
I don't know.
Better just shout out a band.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
Do you know any bands? NSYNC.
No.
One Direction.
The Beatles. Anything? Give me anything.
Blink 182 was the correct answer.
Blink 182. All right. Question number four. Which South American country shares its name with a nut?
With the what?
You got a nut.
With a nut. Which South American country shares its name with a nut?
What South American country net? South American.
Yeah, it's also a nut. And there's no country named D's. D's nut.
I don't know. I don't know.
Take a guess. We'll just shout out South American country then.
Pick one at this point.
Columbus
is in Ohio. Colombia is a country in South America. But the correct answer we are going for there is Brazil. Brazil nuts are a thing.
They are?
Yes.
Like they were about to say Brazil.
They were just saying, bruh, what's the answer? Bruh.
Yeah. bruh, give me an answer.
No, you guys did not win the JV show.
Oh,
you have no game. Hey, but we enjoyed having you on. We hope you had fun. Hope you had an amazing weekend. I'll tell you what, don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jess is going to pick up in the next studio, okay?
All right, thanks.
No problem. Hang on
just
there.
Just dejected there.
God,
only
the
a
sadness.
One. Only a one out of a four. Ooh. Selena, you ain't never had a Brazil nut?
I have not.
Really?
No. I don't think so.
I think you have. A lot of times they're in like a thing of mixed nuts. You'd probably see one in there.
Oh, okay. Maybe I
have. They're kind of big. You should Google a picture of some Brazil nuts. All right. I got a bunch of shout outs. Lots and lots of DMs, Selena. Yo, Graham. This one says, could you please wish my girlfriend Beatrice a very happy birthday? It was on Sunday, but I think
definitely
it'd make her smile for y'all
before.
To shout her out. Mahalo. So happy birthday, Beatrice.
Who gives a fart?
Did you just look them up?
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry about that. Yeah I've had Brazil nuts.
Yeah, they're pretty tasty. Another one here. Happy birthday, Lennon. That's from Mom, Dad, Wesley, and Charlie Barley, our 12-year-old Corgi. Love you so much. We hope you enjoy your bubble gum now that you're 5 years old. And that's from Mom, Lindsay.
Ooh.
Lennon gets some bubble gum now at 5. You have to wait all the way till 5? Is that a thing? I guess so. All right.
I don't know.
Well, either way.
Who gives a fart?
All right, bark, 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 arf, 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 woof, woof, woof. Marlo the Wonder Dog here asking if Graham can please wish his mom, Amy, a yappy birthday. My mom's birthday was on Mother's Day. Sniff, sniff. It says, so happy birthday. That's from Marlo the Wonder Dog. And
happy birthday,
Amy.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Big Daddy G, can you wish our sweet Magnolia June a happy 9th birthday for us? She's been asking for me to slide into your DMs every day for the last 3 months. What took you so long? Happy birthday, Mags. We love you. That's from Mama, Dada, and Big Sister Gracie Mae. Happy birthday, sweet Magnolia June.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, could you please help me give a belated birthday shout out to my main middle guy, Quentin. He turned 11 on Saturday. He's growing into a smart, responsible, and caring kid, motivated by ice cream and video games, but who still gives his mom the best hugs. We can't imagine life without him, even though his brothers won't admit it. Happy birthday, Q. Love Mom, Damien, and Jordan. Yeah, of course. Happy birthday, Quentin.
Who gives a fart?
Graham the man. Can you give my wife, Julia, a shout out for her birthday tomorrow? Happy birthday, Julie. Pager code style 143-637-823-711. That's her pager code. And 55, my pager code. And that's from Mike.
Who gives a fart?
Did you understand any of that?
None of that.
I never had a pager. Hey, Graham, just another mom slide. Need your DMs asking you to wish my son, Jace Weezy, a very happy 17th birthday. We look forward to celebrating your final childhood birthday with you. We're so proud of the man you're becoming, and we love watching your hilarious high school improv shows. That's cool. Love Mom, Dad, Bird, Poot, Penny, and Lulu. Who do you think Poot is in that family, Selena?
Grandpa.
All right, me too.
Who gives
happy
a
birthday,
fart?
Jace Weezy. One more here. Hey, Graham, please wish my son Ethan a happy golden birthday. He loves to play the You Have No Game. As we listen on our way to school. He's an awesome kid, and we love him very much. That's from Mom, Dad, Brother Eric, and George. So happy
Woo!
Birthday, Ethan.
Who gives a fart?
Did I just shout out a segment from a different radio show, or
I
are they talking about the Yep Nope Game here?
I don't know. That might have been a trick email. I'm not really sure.
I'm not really sure.
We're going to do some
happy birthday, Ethan.
Ooh, ooh. All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. This is Brenda from San Jose. I would say good morning, but it's not a good day for me today. I go back to work after 5.5 months of maternity leave, and I'm really not looking forward to it. I wish I had a rich husband, but the struggle's real.
Oh, bye. No, that's like the worst feeling.
Oh, going back after maternity...
Vacation.
Maternity leave. Selena, you can empathize with that feeling. You've had that.
And I would love another one.
Wait, how long is a maternity vacation usually?
You can get 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, up to 6 months. That's nice.
I know.
It's nice until
Don't get any ideas, Jeff.
Until it comes to an end. And then...
Yeah.
Oh. And then you got to take care of someone.
Well, welcome back. We're glad you're back with the JV Show. And good luck today.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, your Diddy trial coverage. So as you know, Diddy facing 5 charges related to sex trafficking, prostitution, and racketeering. He pled not guilty to all of them. So last week was all of the jury selection stuff in court. By the way, that was finalized this morning at around 7 a.m. We now have 12 jurors and 6 alternates that were sworn in. So it is set. Now, again, no cameras are allowed inside the courtroom, but I am following updates as they happen. And it looks like opening statements are underway right now with Assistant U.S. Attorney Emily Johnson. She's right now giving the prosecution's opening statements. And according to some of the transcripts that's available, she is detailing a night where Diddy beat Cassie. I don't know if it's the hotel fight or if it's a different one. Here's what we do know for this trial that is going to last, you know, weeks up ahead. We know that multiple versions of the Cassie hotel video will be shown in court. Prosecutors are going to show 2 videos that a security guard at the hotel took on cell phone. And they're also going to show 3 versions of the video that first aired on CNN. So I don't know if that means like different angles and like different hallway angles, but there's 3 different versions that are all going to be shown. And because Diddy's team claims that that CNN video was edited and manipulated and sped up, prosecutors are also going to call a video expert to the witness stand.
There you go. And they're going to, and then I'm assuming they're planning on showing you all the different versions to show you, like, even if they edit it slightly, it doesn't change the content of what happened here. That's going to be difficult to watch. I'm assuming that's going to be a very emotional moment in the courtroom watching that. It's going to be tough.
As for the defense, they plan to say that both Diddy and Cassie were abusive to each other, that it was a mutual thing, and that's just how their relationship was. That's going to be their defense in court.
Load of BS.
Yes. As for the key witnesses, victim number 3, still missing, likely won't be a part of the trial. So they're going to have to rely on the other victims. Victim number 1, as we all know, is Cassie. Victim number 2 is somebody who had a relationship with Diddy. Victim number 3, gone. Number 4 is a former employee, and they've just added a victim number 5. This person was not named in the indictment, but is being allowed to testify about Diddy's sexual misconduct. Although, he is not being criminally charged for the things that this person will testify about, but the judge is allowing her to come in and talk about her experiences. And it does sound like the trial is going to get pretty graphic at some point with, you know, videos that Diddy allegedly took of Cassie holding those as blackmail, plus like freak off footage and stuff. I'm not really sure.
Oh, man. They're going to bring a couple pallets of baby oil. They're going to wheel that in to the courtroom. Do you see how much of this stuff he had?
Well, on Friday, the judge was delivered a hard drive that had sensitive material on it. It was delivered to his chambers. So we're assuming it has all of like those videos and stuff on there for him to review.
I was researching that very heavily over the weekend.
You know there was a lot of footage.
He's very sore today. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you're tired.
No.
From all the research, he's typing stuff into the keyboard.
I think that's what's on the hard drive. I don't know. We just know it's sensitive material.
Wow.
This is
all we know.
This, as this evidence comes out and becomes made public, the court of public opinion, I'm curious to see what happens, because I mean obviously there are a lot of people that are like me that like lock this guy up, but there are some people like no it's Diddy, he was just it was consensual, it was all party. Well, we're about to find out.
We'll find out. The truth will come out. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, a neighborhood in Richmond along Bernhardt Avenue has been experiencing something very strange, you guys, and very disturbing. exploding birds. And apparently it's happening quite a lot. Residents in the area report hearing loud pops. Then a puff of feathers and a lifeless bird will just drop from the sky. Say it's been happening for the past few months. Neighbors have documented at least 13 birds that have just exploded.
They're just popping?
They believe it's an issue with some overhead power lines, possibly a missing protective seal or insulation on the lines. They think that might be to blame. Again, these are just the residents in the area trying to figure out what the hell is happening. Ew. They say they've reported this to PG&E. PG&E, they say, has done very little. They've investigated from the ground and looked up the lines and said, nope. Everything looks good. But exploding birds, did you have that on your 2025 Bay Area bingo card?
I did not.
Well, it's happening.
That is so gross.
We got dead whales washing up and birds blowing up right now. So if you live in that area, Richmond, leave us a talk back. I'd like to find out what exactly is going on.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, birds are blowing up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's Kate and Quinn calling in to shout out Ford for losing his first front tooth. Woohoo! And the Tooth Fairy came last night. Guess how much she brought? Have a great day.
Wait, that's your family,
that's
Grammy.
My family on the way to school. Shout out to my son, Ford. He did lose. He lost one of his top front teeth. That was one of the first studies in that. The Herberts are late tooth losers, at least on my side. I feel like I was losing teeth well into high school. I don't remember.
What? No way.
Just baby teeth. Just they really didn't want to come out of there. And just, I don't know, maybe not high school, but you know, I feel like it took a long time. So yeah, he's only lost a couple of teeth so far. He's 7 years old, but he just lost one of those front ones. So he's got that big gaping tooth.
Oh my God. It's so cute.
And I just texted my wife, how much did the Tooth Fairy bring? And the Tooth Fairy brought $2.
Whoa.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it? $2 is $2 for losing a tooth? Like, what'd you do? The tooth just fell out.
Bored. You're getting gypped.
What's the Tooth Fairy paying these days?
I don't know. Not a measly $2. At least a 10.
$10 a tooth?
Inflation. Everything is so much more expensive.
Exactly. The Tooth Fairy has to cut back a little bit.
Yeah, she's getting pinched by the tariffs right now. Although our trade war with China has been put on hold for 90 days and the stock market's up today. So there's that. Yes. But yeah, the Tooth Fairy's like got expenses and travel, hotel accommodations, and all sorts of stuff.
The Tooth Fairy doesn't need all that because she just flies around. Travel is free.
Where does she live, Selena? Rent is way up right now.
She's up all day and night traveling and working 24/7. She doesn't even pay rent.
She needs a vacation. So yes.
I'm not saying she doesn't. She does need a vacay, but
imagine if she's just going around handing out $10 for every tooth. That's insane. Do the math on that.
Other kids get 10 is all I'm saying.
Wow. So you're saying Ford got gypped.
Yeah. I think the Tooth Fairy should come back tonight and give him the rest of what he deserves.
The Tooth Fairy, you said she's busy. She's constantly working 24/7.
Let me stay out of it. Let me stay out of
it. Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so bit of family drama happening with me.
Oh, no.
I think my family's mad at me because I am skipping my grandma's birthday party this weekend.
Meemaw's birthday?
Yeah.
You don't do that, Selena.
Well, hear me out. I have to go to a bachelorette party.
Wow.
And literally every person from my family who I've like told this to, they're like, oh, so that's more important than the birthday party?
What do you call your grandma so I can address
it? She's my abuelita.
Yeah. Okay, so abuelita is like, is she, have you brought this up to her yet?
No.
Oh, no.
No, and I do feel bad. And under any other circumstances, I would be there. But like normally we celebrate her birthday in conjunction with Mother's Day because it's always that weekend. It's actually like today, for example.
Okay.
And so that's why like I'm the one of the people throwing the bachelorette party, so I can't like skip it. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And we planned it for next week, and so it's a separate from Mother's Day.
The problem is you knew when Abuelita's birthday is. You knew that. And so when they were kicking around the dates for the bachelorette party, you should be like, I'm sorry, I have to go.
But like I just explained, I knew that we celebrate it Mother's Day weekend, and then all of a sudden they decided to change it.
Who decided to change this? Why are they doing this to
my family? Exactly. Why are they doing this to me? And I've already had this bachelorette party planned for months. Airbnb booked and paid for, flight activities, everything is paid for. I'd be losing out on so much money. Plus, I just can't skip out on it. Like, I'm the one hosting.
Oh.
But what if you said this was Abuelita's, it was a milestone birthday. She's turning 100.
I didn't say that.
Oh. You didn't? Well, how old is she turning?
I don't even know. It's so hard to keep up.
Wow, the disrespect.
It's so hard to keep
up. Put some respect on your mima.
I don't even know.
Do you even care about your abuelita?
Not at all.
Of course I do.
Not at all.
Wow, you don't even... so I'm in the wrong?
You don't even know how old
you guys, because I've been like losing sleep over this. Am I in the wrong?
You're going to be out just at a bachelorette party wearing, drinking a 3-foot-tall margarita without a care in the world. And this is the last birthday you may ever celebrate with abuelita.
Don't say that.
You don't know. Time is precious.
That's what everyone is saying.
Spend as much time as you can with your grandparents.
You can't just throw it on like a random day and expect everyone like to be able to make it.
Well, I don't think it's a random day, and I think for once, Abuelita is happy that her day is not being overshadowed by Mother's Day. She's like, every time I have to share my birthday with this holiday, finally a day that's all about me. I can't wait to hug and squeeze my favorite granddaughter, Selena.
So let's say I don't go on the batch.
Yeah.
Tray, right?
Oh, but think about that 3-foot-tall margarita you're going to be drinking.
Is that a good reason? Like, how's the bride going to feel?
Not happy.
She's but you're going to be at her. So it's like, what do I do?
You go, okay, what day is the party?
Friday. Which one?
Your abuelita's party.
Saturday.
Ooh.
Oh, right smack dab in the middle of your bachelorette festivities.
I know.
You guys would probably be at Magic Mike Live during that.
I know.
Where's the bachelorette party?
No, we're going to LA. There's no Magic Mike Live.
Oh.
Oh, LA, that's an easy drive. Just drive there and back.
Drive down and back and then drive back again.
Yeah, then drive back for Saturday night.
Yeah, so drive back and then you drive back on Sunday.
Sunday, back all the way home.
That sounds nice.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the bride, she's not going to like that thing. She's like, you chose some old bag over me.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, yeah, but that's my abuelita.
But this is like a legit like reason that I can't make it, right? Like this trip is like booked and planned and paid.
Here's what you have to
do. What do you mean? What does that mean?
That means like your family doesn't see it that way.
No, they don't.
They don't
care.
They don't. Mm-hmm.
They don't live inside your wallet. They don't care how you waste or spend your money. Here's what you have to do, Selena.
Please.
You go on the bachelorette party, but then you have to grab abuelita. How do you say that word again? Abuelita.
I have to grab abuelita. Her what?
You grab her and plan a special day, just the two of you, for you to honor her 78th birthday. Together.
No, it's her 93rd
birthday.
Okay.
No, it's not
her
93rd.
82nd birthday.
No.
Just the two of you, you take her to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes! And we're talking.
And have them come out, the whole staff come out and sing to her.
Right.
Now, that is an idea I can get behind.
Right in the middle
of a
Buffalo
you have to do it before the party. That way, you have that out of your mind.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it's done, it's set, you did your part, and you did it before anybody in your family could.
Yeah, because when Abuelita looks around as she's about to blow out the 98 candles that are on her cake and doesn't see you there watching her dentures fall out into the cake and you're not there, she's going to be crushed. So Jess has got a good point. Uh-huh. You need to take her.
I got to beat my family to the party.
Yeah, you got to take her to B-Dubs this week and celebrate.
Like or take her to the Bachelorette.
See, that's what I was thinking.
I love it.
I was waiting for somebody else to throw that out, but like how fun would that be? And we're just like wheeling her around.
Yeah, you're taking Gammy to the party.
And then you all dress up as like grandmas as well. And it's like,
so she doesn't
feel out of place.
Yes, and everyone's pushing a walker into the strip club.
I like that idea.
Me too.
I'll have to run it by the bride. She's in.
Well, thank you guys for your advice.
Solve that one.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Selena, if I quickly may, I have one more birthday shout-out to squeeze in this morning.
Let's
I got a DM and says, hey, Graham, my daughters Allie and Vivi are turning 13, or they turned 13 on Sunday. Can you give them a shout-out on Monday? We listen to you guys every single morning on the way to school. We love your show, and they would be so excited. Hashtag teenagers.
Yes!
So happy birthday to Allie and Vivi.
Woo! Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to this Chromebook challenge that has schools just absolutely like freaking out over this, I was just telling you guys how my entire family is pretty much mad at me right now because I am missing my grandma's birthday party this weekend to go on a bachelorette trip.
Hey, I just wanted to share this. Selena, I'm telling you, man, grandmas are special. And, you know, any amount of money is not worth the time that you could have on her birthday. My grandma was 97 and I just lost her 2 months ago.
Oh, God.
And the whole week prior, I have a business and I didn't work a day.
Oh my God.
What do you think about that?
It's like you can't, what do you respond to that? Like,
sorry for your loss.
You're right.
Yeah.
Or the person left the talk back, but. Have you thought about that, Selena? The what if you're out raging at some bachelorette party and Nana doesn't, you know.
Don't say it!
I'm just,
don't
you have
say
to.
Say it!
Time is precious.
I know.
That is the word.
And I can only go on this bachelorette trip once.
Time is precious. That's what you're thinking
you
about.
You were the one telling me that they were probably going to break up and she'd probably have another bachelorette party with a new guy.
Did not say
wedding
that.
Number two, you'll be there.
Selena, I am 1,000% on your side. Once in a lifetime events always take precedence over yearly events. And my best friend and I, we disagree on this. I missed her birthday brunch in high school because I had a bar mitzvah to go to. Then she missed my confirmation because it was her grandma's birthday. Come on, priorities, people.
Thank you.
Wait, so what? priorities.
But you know what? Yeah. I'll have to agree with that because I missed my cousin's gender reveal because I had a trip to Napa planned once. So that, you know, you got to weigh your options.
Like, right.
Wait, the gender reveal is the once in a lifetime thing.
Well, yeah, but I found out Napa, the gender event.
Yeah, but she'll have more kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I found out the gender eventually.
Also, also gender reveals.
Who gives a fuck?
Hi, good morning. It's Monday again, guys. Let's get this week over with. Selena, in regards to your abuelita's birthday, I would suggest since today's her birthday, going over there and maybe taking her something nice, maybe cooking for her, something like that. But something special, just personal between the two of you guys. Anyways, have a good day. Let's get this week over. Bye. This is Melissa from San Jose.
Hey, thank you for that talk back.
Yeah, what about that? Because, Selena, did you mention her actual birthday is today?
It is today.
Okay, so go over.
So, yeah,
go
do
over
something
to
today.
Go over to Abuelita's house. And what about that? You just do something special for her and
right.
maybe give her a you know,
give her money,
give her a gift, you know, something thoughtful and a nice card. And then maybe, you know, her bunions have been killing her, so give
nice
her like a foot massage,
maybe a nice foot soak.
Yeah, rub Nana's feet there, maybe paint her toenails or what's left of them. And then you guys have that special moment. And
question.
Wash her dentures, maybe?
Yes, do something thoughtful.
Can I do any of this on Zoom? Because she lives in Salinas and ain't nobody trying to drive out there.
Wow.
Time with your grandma is not worth a one day driving.
I'm just
it's such an inconvenience to you.
I'm just saying.
I hope
she's
streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app. Is she?
Yeah, no. Happy birthday, abuelita.
Yeah, abuelita. Leave us a talk back, please.
94th.
That's you a feel.
Good morning, Graham, Jess, and Selena. Selena, here is my suggestion. First of all, let me say this. My friend just recently was celebrating her grandfather's 90th birthday. He was having the time of his life. A week later, he passed.
Oh, my
in
God.
In his sleep. Unexpected. And so I would say after work, take your grandmother to lunch, dinner, whatever. Spend that quality time with her for her birthday to celebrate her, even though you won't be able to attend her actual party.
Selena said she can't be bothered with that, and she wants to do it over Zoom. Does grandma know how to Zoom?
No, she doesn't. So there's that idea as well. But message received. I have to do something with her.
You do.
Yeah, but will you actually do it?
Right, because that would require you driving to Salinas.
Oh, dang it! It is so far.
Yeah, she's far away. And then
right.
This whole thing, and she's got a busy schedule because today's her bingo day.
And then obviously, when you get back from your trip, you're going to be so tired. You're going to need time to recover.
Yeah.
Right. And then so maybe next week.
Maybe like Christmas.
Let's just hope she makes it.
Yeah.
Let's hope she makes it that long.
Well,
I'm just. You have to factor these things in. Time is fleeting and precious.
That's so sad.
I know.
And two people just love to talk back saying that exact thing.
Well, everyone, stop manifesting that, please. Thank you.
Right. Knock on wood, everybody.
All right. We are going to hold off on the Chromebook challenge. Talk about
Jess,
that.
Jess, do you think we use wood microphones? She's tapping on the microphone. It's not made out of wood.
Tap on something, you know?
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. My name's Lauren, and I just want to shout you guys out. The best morning radio station in the world, Selena, Graham, and Jess. We cashed in our California Academy of Science tickets not too long ago, and their family had a great time. So we just wanted to express our appreciation for you guys, and have a great day. Bye.
You too.
That's awesome. Thank you, Lauren, for saying, she said we're the best show
ever.
Yeah,
well, facts.
There's that. But
one
of our winners for the California Academy of Sciences. It's an awesome spot.
Good morning, guys. Edgar without the haircut.
I thought this was funny, but I showed my 13-year-old son the video of you guys doing the squat challenge thing. And this is the first time he saw what you guys look like. And he was surprised. He said he thought Graham was fatter. Selena and Jess, he thought you guys were blondies, whatever that means. And then I asked him about your ages, like what he thinks your age was. Graham, he said 44. Selena, 35. And Jess, 32.
Oh, no.
Way off, because I'm only 27
yeah,
and a half.
Yeah, I'm only 26 and a half.
Get your kids some glasses.
Wait, and so he thought those were our ages before seeing us, because obviously after seeing us, he was like, oh my God, these
they're
are
so
like,
young.
Yeah.
So much younger
early
than
20s.
I thought. And you thought you ladies were a couple of blondies. Interesting.
Oh, well, thank you. I think.
I think. I don't know about it.
All right, the Chromebook Challenge, Graham, you
I'm
said
in.
You've heard of this.
Challenge me. I love taking on a good challenge.
No, don't do this. Jess, you said you haven't really heard
no.
what students are doing. They're taking their Chromebooks while they're at school, and they're putting things that do not go inside, like the ports on the sides of the laptop. They're sticking things in there, causing the laptops to catch on fire, basically.
Yeah,
and this
short
is like
out.
At school, the batteries are catching on fire because they're putting like paper clips or whatever they can fit in there. And so, yeah, it's causing an electrical short circuit and it's catching fire. My daughter's school sent out an email on Friday. I don't know if like somebody did this or multiple people, but they were like sending out an email to all the parents to have this talk with your kids. Do not be doing the Chromebook challenge.
And then say what the consequences were going to be. You're going to be liable for the... To pay for that Chromebook?
They didn't say that, but probably.
And they're what, like $250 or something?
I don't know. My daughter's broken a few by accident, and they just replaced them.
you don't get hit with the bill?
No.
Wow. But I would assume if you intentionally damage and vandalize
this thing. I'm sure if it's like
thing,
that, then yes, you would. But it's never been that with my daughter.
Why is this a challenge? I'm confused.
That's what I was going to say. This is so stupid.
We've run out of fun things to do?
It's not even...
Our creativity's gone, I guess.
It's not even like anything fun. At this point, it's just causing damage. It's just vandalism.
Vandalize your laptop challenge. Yeah. I guess it gets you out of doing that day's lesson or homework or test or whatever. Like, I tried, but laptop exploded.
People are captioning the videos with like anything but work. So that's why they're like destroying the laptops.
Oh my God.
It's so stupid.
These are our future doctors.
Are they though?
No, we have robots right. for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we have AI for that.
Okay, you're right.
So we're in good hands
with
Allstate.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Allstate.
I don't know.
We're stupid.
Really quick, I have a question because I want to know if you guys think it's rude to not respond to guys when they comment on your social media posts.
I love it when guys comment on social media. I'm like, what's up, bro?
Right.
What's up?
So let me elaborate on this. So I have noticed that lately my videos on TikTok, they've been getting pushed out more to guys. Like, mainly to guys, which I don't know why TikTok...
the algorithm thinks something about you.
I don't know why TikTok thinks that guys want to see my, like, little outfit of the day. Here's what I got at Five Below or, like, my little hauls. But there have been a lot of them commenting on my videos. Now, I don't respond to these compliments because to me it feels disrespectful to my relationship to be like, oh, thanks, like to somebody commenting on my
look. Give me an example of what the comment, can you read some comments or give me an example of like what they say?
Yeah, they range from guys sometimes leaving like a bunch of kissy face emojis
with that
or
water squirt emoji,
right?
Emoji.
Or
and you don't respond to the kissy faces with like a tongue.
No, no.
Okay.
It ranges from some of them being like sexy or like gross things. Which whenever I see the gross ones, I delete them.
Like how gross do these get?
Like there was one day that was like, oh, well, you would look better if you. Without any clothes next to my bed or something like that. Like
that seems like a nice compliment, doesn't it?
You weren't flattered at all?
Yeah. I find that rather flattering.
But then...
So
okay.
That's a no for guys that are listening? You don't like that form of compliment?
Well, nothing that's like sexual because then that makes me feel like a little awkward. But
okay, so what about just like sexy?
Yeah. Like,
is that too far?
But I mean, they can comment that, but that I don't feel like that's something that I'm going to be like, thanks.
Okay. What if you like, just, can you just throw a like on it?
So that's what I want to know from you guys. Like, what do you guys think? Because then I noticed a comment over the weekend and TikTok filtered it out. Right. So it didn't show it to the public, but I could see it. And it said, does this lady ever at least say thanks for all the compliments? And it was some random guy, which, by the way, I was
noticed.
I was like, why are you asking? You don't leave compliments, so I blocked him. But I don't want to be rude and ignore people, but I also don't feel comfortable responding to God. Like,
why did TikTok filter that one out?
Because
they called you lady?
Yeah, did that make you feel old?
A little bit, yeah.
What is this lady? You
know, so it's just kind of weird because I'm like, I feel kind of rude by not saying anything, but I also feel like if I give it attention, then it gives them the wrong idea. Because, mind you, when people comment, when women comment, I'm more likely to respond. Or when guys comment, but it's something about the show or something, or like, I don't know, something random that doesn't have to do with my looks, then I'll like respond as well. But it just feels weird for me to respond, or kind of disrespectful for me to respond when it's somebody being like sexy.
Well, what if they said it in a polite way, like, I love the outfit for your outfit of the day. Would look better neatly folded next to my bed. That's what take you to a town called Pound. That's like, at least they do it in a polite way, right?
Right, I guess.
Anything like that, I honestly wouldn't respond to.
Right?
Either.
It just, I don't know. Because I see it from my end, and I'm like, if the people were leaving comments like that on my boyfriend's social media pages, I would feel some type of way if he was like responding
to them. Like entertaining them and like in giving them attention.
Right.
What does your man think about these comments? And is he in there in the comments battling? I'm like, no, those clothes will never be on your floor.
Yeah, maybe
because they're too busy on my floor.
Would he go in and maybe he responds and says thank you? Like, thank you. That's my miss.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's my missus.
This is handsome here. That's my miss.
That's what they called each other, if you don't know, Jess and her man.
No. So we were actually having this conversation over the weekend because I was telling him about it, right?
Oh, and he's going to get in the comments and go to war.
No. And he was almost like, well, I mean, it doesn't bother me that they're commenting that. But like, he's like, I can see how that guy was like, oh, well, at least say thanks to the compliments. Because he's like, if somebody came up to you in person and said a compliment to you, wouldn't you say thank you?
If a guy walked up to me in person and said, ooh, damn, you sexy. No, I'm not going to say thank you for that compliment.
Not those, though.
Okay, yeah. Well, same thing. I'm not responding to those on social media.
Right. So then he understood it, but he's like, did you want me to like have a problem with it? And I'm like, well, maybe a little. Like, I'd want a little bit of jealousy from you. Like, hello, look at all these comments that people are leaving on my social media. But he's very healthy about it, I guess. Like, he doesn't really care.
What do his comments say? Does he hop in there and leave a comment?
Does he post thirst traps too?
No. He doesn't post on TikTok or go on it as much as I do. A lot of people
Now he realizes these dudes are shooting their shot.
But I don't think that's wrong to not
respond. Not respond? Okay. Yeah.
I don't think so. Graham, I mean, do you have a different opinion as a
No, man? I think that's the respectful way to do it. I think you can engage with the ones that are respectful and the ones that would cross the line. If you, again, you always have to put yourself in your partner's shoes. If it would bug them, situate roles reversed, then you don't do it.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about the Chromebook Challenge. Students are sticking things into the ports on the sides of their Chromebooks and they're catching on fire.
Hey, JV Show, morning. It's Illy from San Francisco. So I work at a middle school in San Francisco and we have about 900 students. And we've already encountered this problem where they're doing that challenge. And the sad part is like our district cannot charge these families for the Chromebooks. And so we're losing out on Chromebooks that are perfectly fine. And they're just like trying to set them on fire because of a trend. And it sucks.
It is very stupid. Please.
Yeah, come on.
Let's not do that.
Schools are underfunded as is. And then we're breaking valuable pieces of equipment. And then we have less money.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Taylor Swift has been subpoenaed. It's official. She is getting dragged into the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni legal drama. She has just been subpoenaed as a witness, and her team is not happy about this. A spokesperson reiterated that Taylor was minimally involved in everything. Here is some of what this person told TMZ. Taylor Swift never set foot on the set of this movie. She was not involved in any casting or creative decisions. She did not score the film. She never saw an edit or made any notes on the film. She didn't even see It Ends With Us until weeks after its public release. And she was busy traveling around the globe during the biggest tour in history.
The connection that Taylor had to this film was permitting the use of one song. That's it, which 19 other artists also did. This report, though, does point out that she did do a little more than just licensing a song. Remember that she, although she wasn't, like, on paper involved in casting for the film, she did kind of approve who would play the younger version of Blake Lively's character. She did give like a thumbs up to that young actress. And she was also on hand for, you know, a quote unquote meeting that went down at Blake's place. So that's obviously what she wants to be questioned about. But to Taylor's point, like, she didn't know that meeting was going to happen. At least that's the story that she's sticking to, and that she didn't. She shouldn't be dragged into this mess because she didn't really have a role or a say-so in what would happen with the film.
True, but unfortunately she did get dragged into it, and I think
she just witnessed
the one part of it is that meeting. The rest of the stuff is probably not, you know, consequential. It's mm-hmm. that meeting, though, and if he felt like she was being used, it's one of Blake Lively's dragons. Yeah.
Yeah.
To make, you know, something happen in that film and change what happens in it,
yep.
and have her say and her input be a part of it, then, yeah, now, unfortunately, she got dragged into it.
I still don't understand why we have to wait until next year for this thing to kick off when the Diddy trial and that one seems way more complicated
right.
and complex, and there's more people involved. Why is that one? I mean, it's underway this morning. How did that happen so quickly? And we have to wait for this stupid Justin
and Blake
one. Well,
that's a criminal case, and this Justin and...
okay, that just makes sense.
This one is just a civil suit, right?
Yeah, it is.
And we know that our court system is bogged down by all sorts of really important other lawsuits, like that one with the Whopper at Burger King. The Whopper's not quite as big as it. You know, the courts are dealing with all the important stuff. First,
got
you know,
it.
There's nothing
okay,
else that
okay.
possibly could have dragged their court system down at all.
One more thing, just because we've been talking about Jordan Hudson a lot. This is the much younger girlfriend of Bill Belichick. If you don't know, he is 73 years old. She is 24. He is former Patriots coach. He's mm-hmm. now going to be coaching for UNC. And you may have seen Jordan. She was competing in the Miss Maine USA beauty pageant over the weekend.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. And she didn't win.
Oh,
I think
no.
she went in with high hopes because last year she competed and she walked away with second place. So I think she was like, this is going to be my year.
Okay.
I can only go up from here. I'm going to get first. No, she got third.
Ooh. Oh, no. Third place.
And she seemed a little down about that. Yeah. And in the crowd to cheer her on was her man, 73-year-old Bill Belichick. And,
uh-huh.
and Graham, you pointed out to me that that younger looking guy, that was her dad.
Yeah, her dad, who's in his late 40s, was there to cheer her on. And he was sitting with Bill Belichick. Can you imagine dynamic there?
Awkward.
How does that even work?
Oh,
it looks like dad and grandpa are there to cheer them on, but except grandpa is the boyfriend.
That is so uncomfortable.
I know she's an adult and she can make her own decisions, but if I'm the dad, I don't know what I don't know that I can sit next to grandpa boyfriend.
No.
Can you?
It's like the grandpa boyfriend is old enough to be dad's grandpa boyfriend.
Right. this is the weirdest dynamic ever. And third place in the Miss Maine competition?
Yeah.
How many people live in Maine?
Only three.
It's a tiny
Only
state.
Three.
Right. I mean, but you take away people that are not eligible to compete in the Miss Maine pageant, right. you know, people that have aged out, and then men, of course, and then children, you take away all that. Selena,
yep.
I think you're right. I think there are 3 to 4
yep.
eligible contestants for it. And she
got
third. Ouch. Maine's population, 1.4 million. That is tiny.
Grammy.
That is tiny.
What do you have in trending?
All right, you guys, this is not a drill. This is not a drill. Messi is in the Bay Area, you guys. Messi has landed. He's in the Bay Area. Lionel Messi and Inter Miami, they're in town right now because they're taking on the San Jose Earthquakes on Wednesday night. This has created a lot of hype and hysteria, and everybody wanting to catch a glimpse of Messi and see him play. They're saying it's one of the most highly anticipated games in the history of the San Jose Earthquakes. It's kind of sad because it's not even someone that's on their team.
I know.
It's somebody else coming in on another team. But we know Messi is one of the mm-hmm. biggest stars on the globe. Did you know he has 505 million followers on Instagram? 505
wow, that's a lot.
Million.
And Graham, you have how many now?
I have 20.
Wow. 20 million?
1,000, not million.
Let's go. 20,000. Graham hit 20K. Congratulations.
That's a big milestone for me. I've officially
And
made
you don't
it.
Even like Instagram. I thought you hated social media.
I did until I got to 20,000 followers, and now I'm an influencer. It's my whole new career. They say the cheapest seats to Wednesday night's game, again, if you want to see Messi play the Earthquakes, his club, Inter Miami, they're going to be taking them on Wednesday night. The cheapest seats are going for over $300 now, which they say is currently more expensive than tickets to tonight's Warriors playoff game at Chase Center.
Wow.
To go see a soccer game. Soccer.
Wow, why are you bashing soccer?
I'm joking, but it is shocking to see that Warriors ticket prices at Chase Center are going for less than that. So get your tickets if you want to go see. It's sort of a once in a lifetime to see Messi come play here in the Bay Area. So go get your ticket.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. This is Todd from Gilroy, longtime listener. Graham, I love you, buddy, but when did you become such a grumpy old man? Like getting your wife a spatula and a vacuum for gifts, like, you know, no presents for kids, 4 toys in their room is enough, $2 tooth fairy, no phones till they're 18. Lighten up, dude.
Okay, Todd.
That's a good
Todd
point.
From Gilroy. I love you, buddy. I'm not a grumpy. Okay, well, yeah, maybe I am a grumpy old man. I don't know. Getting my wife a spatula and a vacuum for gifts. Let's go through his claims here.
Okay.
Yes, I did get her a spatula and a vacuum cleaner. Don't forget a cast iron pan for her birthday.
Right.
Those are things that she said she wanted, and I love bringing those to the attention of the show because I know the ladies here are going to absolutely roast me over them. Although, Selena no longer has a leg to stand on in this because what'd you get for Mother's Day yesterday, Selena?
Nothing at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
also,
out on that one.
I was going to say, we also even got a talk back from Kate herself, and she loved the gifts.
She did. So that's like, you know, what works in our marriage and whatever. That's, you know.
And she got you a weed whacker.
And I got a weed whacker yesterday as an anniversary present, and I've never been more excited. So that's just like what we do in our household. Not everything needs to be a romantic gift. No presents for kids. Our kids get a million presents for stuff. I try to draw a line at if they were to have a birthday party and invite their entire class, I don't want 30 presents coming in. I think no kid needs all that stuff. That makes me a grumpy old man. That's fine. Four toys in their room, he says. That was a study that Selena shared, and because kids have too much stuff and they find more joy in playing with if they have a limited number of toys. My kids' rooms don't look like that. They're overrun with an insane, copious amount of toys, and it does bug me. If that's grumpy old man, sure. I'm guilty of that because they don't play with any of the stuff. They have all this stuff.
That's all kids.
It's too much stuff. $2 tooth fairy, that's out of my control. Our tooth fairy, whatever, that's what she left. My son Ford lost the front tooth yesterday. He got $2 from the tooth fairy. He seemed very excited by it, but you have to take that complaint up with the tooth fairy. That's not me.
But you could have put in a good word.
I tried. You know, maybe the tooth fairy was short on cash that day,
okay.
And she didn't, you know, she visited
enough.
So many other houses. Maybe a lot of people in the Napa area lost teeth yesterday, and you know, by the time she got to our house,
that was left.
She was a little strapped for cash. and then no phones till they're 18 for kids.
Ooh.
I say that as a joke. I don't think there's any real world where I could keep my kids off having a phone until they're 18. I would like to delay it as long as possible because study after study comes out and shows how terrible social media is for our kids. So
I
like to put that off as long as I can.
Okay.
If all those things make me a grumpy old man, then I am happy to be a grumpy old man.
You can't be a happy grumpy old man. Pick one.
Oh, that's true.
Well, can I be a proud, I will be a proud grumpy old man.
There we go.
Stand proudly.
Every Monday morning, we bring a photo from our weekend. We have our photos from home at JV Morning Show. That is our Instagram. Make sure you're following us. Why are you not following our Instagram account
already? I'm going to hit the follow
button right now. Right. Wow, Graham.
You're not following our own show
account. I'm kidding.
So let's run through our pictures really quick. Mine is of me and one of my sisters and our mom. We took her out for dinner on Saturday.
Cute.
Have to really quick point something out. So we went down to Santana Row.
Okay.
One of our favorite restaurants. We go to Maggiano's a lot. It's a really good Italian restaurant, right? So the wait, it's Mother's Day weekend. The wait to get into any restaurant, at least an hour and a half. So we're like hanging out. Do you see that little like wooden thing behind us?
No.
This is like in like the courtyard. People are like sitting.
It's like a bench.
Yeah, you can like sit like on the bench. Yeah. Where they're like sitting, you know, the kids are playing, whatever. I kid you not, you guys. roaches starting coming out of the cracks of the benches, and they would like come out and like run around, and they'd go back in like under where like the little the little rocky thing is. They would go like in and out of the cracks. The place was swarming with roaches.
Whoa, it's roach season.
And this is outside the restaurant?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I hate to break it to you. If there's roaches outside of, I don't want to besmirch the great name of the restaurants there in that area, but if there's roaches outside, there's probably a couple.
We didn't,
inside.
Tried to not think about that part, but we immediately hopped up and we're like, we're going to wait inside the restaurant, and went in there.
Well, your mom looks very happy. Did she feel celebrated?
She did.
Did all your sisters show up and you just cropped them out?
No. It was just these two. Like, I'm not one of them. It was just us.
Sisters didn't give a damn, and they were just like, nah, I don't care about celebrating mom.
Yeah, I don't think we invited one of them.
Oh.
Whoa.
And the other one lives out of town. But, I mean, they could do their own thing with mom.
Is this your younger sister?
We wanted to do. Yeah.
Aww. She's the good one, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
She's the favorite.
Yeah. So I thought, all right, mine's a picture of my wife and I and my daughter, Quinn. This was on Saturday night. We got to go out for our wedding anniversary. We went out to a nice dinner, she and I. And my daughter, Quinn, there would not. It was one of those moments where she was screaming and crying that we were leaving. It's like,
aww.
We told her about this ahead of time. The thing that bugged me is it was only that mom was leaving. She didn't care about me. She's like, I don't want mom to leave.
It's Mother's Day.
Yeah, and you're a grumpy old man.
We just
established that.
I'm like, you're going to bed in 5 minutes. You know, like what's the difference here? You're going to be sound asleep. We're going out to dinner. I don't want mom to leave. Mom,
yeah, she
don't
doesn't
leave.
Look very happy.
Mom, don't leave. I was very happy. We had a great
night.
Was this
supposed to be a picture of just you and Kate? And then she just came in. Okay.
Yep. She was attached.
Does that
to Kate
happen
at
a
this
lot
point?
To you guys since you guys have a lot of little kids?
Not once, together. Around, right? Once, separate families.
Once they're attached, you can't. You just let them in the picture.
Oh, well, Kate looks so pretty.
And then mine is super random, but my boyfriend and I went to a Little League fundraiser. We had no business
kids.
That's actually really creepy. Couple no kids, don't like kids, showing up to Little League fundraiser.
Yeah,
what were you guys doing?
Because, 50
and you pulled
yards
up in a
one.
White van?
It's because we got
with
candy.
Said free candy? Help us find a lost puppy?
Stop, no. We got a free ticket and we were going to get free food. So we were like, I mean, why not? Let's show up to this thing.
We just gave you 10 reasons why not, you creepazoids.
That's a good point. But can we talk about the fact that the things that were being auctioned off were a bunch of desserts, and the bids were like $75, $100 and something dollars for desserts, for cookies, for a tray of cookies. I'm sorry, cookies are delicious, but like...
But it's a donation. See, people it's a symbolic thing. You get something from the bake sale, but really you're spending top dollar because you want that money to go to the children of the Little League, and there you guys show up for the free food, didn't bid on anything.
That's actually really... off-putting you guys.
This is very creepy.
No, but technically the person that gave us the ticket to show up, they donated it. So it counts.
But did anybody come up to you guys and was like, so which one's your son? What team does he play for?
Is he on my son Timmy's team?
But when the kids were serving the food, because they had the kids serving the food for everybody.
Child labor violations, and you're there happily.
And you were just picking which one you wanted to steal?
No, when they were serving the food to us, they're like, thank you for your support. And we're like, yeah, you're welcome.
Oh my god. This is this is a bad look. You might want to take this out of the podcast,
Jess. Oh my god. I'm sorry, but we got a free ticket for free food and we're in saving mode right now, so it was like perfect for us.
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't like any of this.
I might have to
report this.
The
kids were like lifting heavy stuff and serving you guys food. You're checking out which ones were the strongest ones. Because those are the ones you wanted to take home
and
work for you.
Their season's hanging in the balance. They might not be able to complete this Little League season because they don't have enough funds. And there's Jess and her man just gobbling down all the free food.
For free.
Wow.
It was fun, though.
Wow.
All right, well, go check out all our photos. JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.